welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly, and I have a pretty extensive experience, education. I try to be friendly to share this background with you and to motivate you to do the good thing and the right thing for your people in your county. Or if you've been done wrong in a certain county, maybe in California, you can at least start the process and do your part to make things right, because you're the only one that can make things right. It's between you and the wrongdoer, and hopefully you were cruising around and had a witness, either a dash cam or one of those little pocket protector cameras or whatever. You do need some evidence, and it's done in secret. The grand jury does it in secret. Coolest bumper sticker I've ever seen. And since we no longer have a good man or woman out there talking about what is the grand jury, who has actually served on a grand jury, you know, I'm really bummed that I didn't discover this whole thing until, I'm going to guess 2009-10 was my awakening to the fact that there is a government watchdog body. And since I have few precious seconds, this is the August 29th edition of the Grand Jury Reawakening. And if you're walking through it, if you want to walk through it with someone with experience, that would be me. And sorry about your luck. Yes, it's me. Here is a voicemail number, because I don't take calls on the show. Since I'm a doctor, I can't be libeled by people suggesting things they know nothing about. So rather than chastise publicly, that's not the place to do it. Call my voicemail. If you think that I need to read something, mail it to me, to my P.O. box. I'm going to give you that, too, real quick. Grab a pen, pencil, crayon, anything. Area code 530-402-7007. Again, I'll give it a third time and a second time. 530 is the area code. 402-7007. That's Dr. Kelly voicemail. You call it anytime. Picks up 24/7, first ring. Leave some info there. Leave your fax number if you require some faxed information. 530-402-7007. And anything you need to send me. And someone does need to send me a Young's Concordance hardback. These shows that I'm giving to you through RBN, you need to compensate RBN. They require compensation. That Maxica Jordan suit, if you want to put a monetary value on it, is at least $1 billion. I mean, come on, a town of 1 million people, $1,000 for each man, woman, or child, and you know that the folks got shafted for a lot more than that. So, yes, do send that pallet of cash to RBN. Check with the engineer for the mailing or shipping address or for the dock where to drop the truck and the pallet of cash off. So today we're going to cover a grand jury report that is issued to the public. And this was done, the title of this is, you get to get creative. You know, when you're the foreman, foreperson, foreman, woman, you get to title your reports. So this is from June-ish 2005. So the end of the 2004-2005 year. You know, like years before I got on it. So that's why I'm focusing on something that was done before I got there. And I'm going to make a couple of interesting points, but without further delay, I will dive in here. This is the title. You can find this on nevadacountycourts.com/grand jury. And for those that want to mail things, I'm going to give you the P.O. Box, 1624. 1624 Kings that's plural, Beach, California, 96143. Again, box holder, 1624 Kings Beach, California, 96143. If you have a suit or a case that you want me to see, do it. Send it there. I will read through it, and I will give you perspective of a juror, because that's who you're going to be presenting your evidence to. If you ever put your evidence or show your moves or anything that you're doing to anybody, any clerk, any judge, anybody except the jury, you're going to definitely be getting a psychiatric evaluation, to say the least. Okay, in search of excellence, an inquiry into Nevada County government. That's Nevada County, California, population of about 80,000. Here are the demographics, 80% of which are seniors, 12% of those have no heir to the throne or the property. This is a title, subtitle. Here's the first paragraph, reason for investigation. Based upon a citizen complaint, because we know that's contradictory, based upon a citizen information and numerous local newspaper articles, the grand jury learned that many of Nevada County's department heads and directors have left county employment during the last 3 years. Some left due to politics and alleged micromanagement of budgets and personnel by the county executive officer and or members of the Board of Supervisors. County executive officer is CEO, Board of Supervisors is BOS. The grand jury was also aware that recent county reorganizations have resulted in merged departments and fewer department heads in an attempt to improve operating efficiencies, minimize layoffs, and shift employees to departments having vacancies. In our role as watchdog for the public, woof woof, see why it's hidden, people? Come on. This takes work to uncover. You must dig with the shovel. In our role as watchdog for the public, the grand jury is concerned about the effectiveness of county management in key areas that affect the delivery of county services, employee performance, and employee retention. Paragraph one. Method of investigation. Because it's called an interview, and there's a beautiful video, audio that you need to listen to on Red Pill Hardcore, Double Dosage After Show last night, and it's perfect, it's beautiful. It's an attorney telling the truth. I don't know if the guy was hooked up to a taser, the electric chair, and then a peace officer got on there and confirmed everything. So there you have it. there's confirmation. There are two or three other witnesses to what I have been giving you. The grand jury, method of investigation. So it's called an interview. Hi, this is Dr. Kelly. Would you come in? We'd love to interview you. I know. I know. Yes. I will be struck by lightning, perhaps. The grand jury interviewed current and former county staff, department heads and directors, members of the Board of Supervisors, the CEO, and members of his staff. The grand jury also reviewed the 2002 Nevada County Compensation Study, the county personnel policies, personnel statistics, previous and current county organization charts. As an additional source of information, the grand jury reviewed the 2003-2004 El Dorado County Grand Jury Report on County Government. I'm going to give you their web address, too. It's kind of funky, so get ready. Just in case you want to look into it, that's where Sheriff DeAgostini is. A good man. One good man in California here. Their website, El Dorado County Grand Jury Report, that's from 2003-2004. Here's the full address for all the final reports. www.co.el-dorado, spelled D-O-R-A-D-O, .ca.us. Then there's the forward slash grand jury. and just go fishing through another forward slash 2003, oh my gosh, underscore, 2003-2004 forward slash grand jury final report.pdf. Yes, you can find it, because you'll just go to this report in nevadacountycourts.com/grand jury and be able to maybe even click on that other thing if you go on the internet, but don't spend too long on the screen. Wean off the screen. We continue with the background. County Executive Office. According to the Nevada County website, that's new.mynevadacounty.com or just mynevadacounty.com/CEO. The County Executive Office is to effectively manage the resources generated by the people of Nevada County by providing strong leadership and promoting successful working relationships between the Board of Supervisors, the public, and the staff. Among other functions, the County Executive Office gives administrative direction to county departments, develops and monitors the budget, recommends spending increases or reductions as necessary, and provides review and development of county-appointed department heads. And then Board of Supervisors is the next title of this paragraph. The county website, mynevadacounty.com, Board of Supervisors, blah, blah, index, states that the Board of Supervisors is the... Okay. Yes, there is a frog in my throat. The Board of Supervisors is the legislative and executive body of county government. Okay. Where's the separation of powers there? Oh, I'm going to turn into Teddy Bear, Ted Nugent. Oh, yeah, that was my nickname, and now I know why. Kind of cross between Ted and Beavis. Okay, county government. Okay, this is one of the issues with the grand jury and why they need a director and why they have no direction in California. So you could nominate me. I think it's time that somebody gets in there. As Grandma would say, it's butt-kicking time. Okay, I'm going to reread that. It's just so wrong. Ugh, going to have to wash my mouth out. Board of Supervisors is a legislative and executive body of county government elected on a nonpartisan basis. Among other functions, the BOS is responsible for seeing that all federal and state mandated functions are properly discharged, determining the annual budget allocation, providing for the compensation of all county officials and employees, and providing policy direction to the CEO for the operation and administration of county departments. What a mouthful, page one. Findings. Now, that's out of order, because the facts are supposed to be next. Findings, conclusions, recommendations. Wow, the facts are missing. Okay. Oh, that's terrible. Well, it's good that I noticed that I can look at things and be like, that's original, authentic, genuine, and then that's completely been altered. So, yes, this has been altered. Findings, because there's a list of facts that the findings are based upon. So finding number one, in the last few years, a large number of well-qualified and highly respected employees at the department and director have left county employment for a variety of reasons. Some simply retired, but others have left because their job-related involvement with county projects that became politically unpopular, some because of their treatment by individual members of the Board of Supervisors, and some for better opportunities, career growth, and similar reasons. In some cases, terminations and resignations become blurred. Forced separations are usually handled as resignations by mutual agreement of both parties. Severance packages are generally contingent upon a signed letter of confidentiality. FI 2, findings number 2. This is there are weaknesses to this report, obviously, and that's okay, though. That's why I'm here, to point these things out and then lead you in the proper direction to complete your goal. Finding 2, reacting to county budget constraints over the last 2 years, 82 positions were eliminated. Many employees were relocated to other departments, resulting in the layoff of only one staff member. FI 3, or finding 3, the county has developed a succession plan in anticipation, succession plan, of the fact that approximately 50% of the county workforce will be eligible to retire in 2006. Remember, there are a bunch of oldsters here. These are where our relatives, our seniors, our elders are stationed. And we're coming up on a break. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly. I'm covering Nevada County in search of excellence, an inquiry into the government there, an actual grand jury report. See you on the other side of this break, and thank you for supporting RBN and yourself.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
back to the Grand Jury Reawakening, and that's the, having a live show and an engineer, is that you can play songs and make fun of if a certain woman ran for president and you were a baby and someone wanted to give you the little kiss of death, you'd be like, oh, no way, mama, don't hand me over to that thing, please. The kiss of death. That was a little docking from the 80s. And get your shred on. So I'm picking up on the findings because the man or woman who got this copy for me apparently didn't double check their work. And nothing's worse than, you know, I'm going to give the opportunity for this to be made right. And I'm just going to continue with the findings. And that's, you know, like the nice man said last night, that he's going to be terse, that people are stupid, you know, and I'm ignorant in that certain things I haven't been taught yet, but I'm young and I got plenty of time to learn. So I'm going to pick up right here with the finding, because the facts of this grand jury report are missing. Mike School, you're fired. You're so fired. I just don't have time for lazy, sloppy people that are working against themselves and are going to pull, you know, yeah. Okay. Here we go. Reacting to the county budget constraints, yada, yada, here we go. Finding three. The county has developed a succession plan, covered that. Finding four. Numerous sources confirm that in recent years, members of the Board of Supervisors have publicly criticized and demeaned department heads during Board of Supervisor meetings. You know, they become so comfortable in their job. One of the guys here, Nate Nosepicker Beeson, by the time I observed this, he had been on the Board of Supervisors on and off for the last decade. And he's just leaning back in his big old cushy chair behind his laptop screen, and he's picking his nose. And so when it was my turn for public comment, hey, Nosepicker Nate, you need to pay attention and listen to the people here. Sit up, pay attention. That's right, I did. Okay, so, finding five. Some employees have reported feeling vulnerable and fearful of losing their jobs whenever there is a change in the BOS majority, because current and former CEOs have not always acted as a buffer between the Board of Supervisor and county department heads. And when I searched, side note, in late 2015-16, when I searched for the CEO's oath of office, it didn't exist. None on file since 1987 or something. Bad news. They're sniffing glue there. Okay, here we pick up on six. Finding six, neglect of crucial fiscal matters in at least one department in the past was eventually discovered through a change in leadership and corrected by administration staff. Now, see, these findings need to be based on the facts and need to list them in the finding. So this is just, I've just got this report, obviously, out of the blue. Finding seven, in recent years, there were problems in some departments' leadership and mentoring, resulting in a breakdown of staff morale, internal communications, and cooperation. Finding eight, some recent staff turnover is a direct result of a few department heads and managers who do not adequately manage, who refuse or are unable to make decisions, and who continue to pass off taking action regarding problem personnel under their supervision. The management deficiency continues to result in questionable terminations and evaluations, staff infighting, low morale, and adverse impacts on service delivery to the public, which is their only job as a public servant, as a public employee. I was one, too. That's why I can say it like that. Hey, I'm teaching with authority, not like the scribes and the Pharisees. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening here on RBN. Thanks for supporting us, and I'll see you on the other side of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're here with one of LA's most exciting new music bands. Made a great impression with Gidget Goes to Hell and their recent national appearance on Saturday Night Live. I'm wearing this outfit to protect me from the sprinklers. Suburban Lawns, Janitor!
I wasn't there at that show, I promise you, but it's pretty, yeah, nuclear reactor, boom, 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 boom. They're going to need more than a janitor to get that cleaned up. So this is the Grand Jury Reawakening. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're in one of California's counties and you're kind of questioning the appearance of wrongdoing by your anybody in the county, you know, the grand jury just went through its training in the month of July for the upcoming year. So it's a two-day set of courses, and they're desperate for a director. Apparently, I don't know when their director stepped down or aside or off into the next life, but they do need something to clean it up because it's a big stinking mess due to the electronic communication devices not being properly prohibited to protect the health, the safety, the privacy, and the sanity of these members. I haven't discussed this publicly, but I will let you know that during my service on the grand jury as one of the younger members, the youngest maybe in the area, I don't know, because, you know, there are a bunch of seniors there. I'm the minority, big time. And I'm one of the, you know, less 20% or I don't know. Anyway, two fatalities, five cases, and four people, five cases, two fatalities, all manner of cancers. And that's way too many, because these are good men and women that we lost. Some of them I knew, some of them I will meet on the other side, I hope. So here we go. I'm reading through the findings on a report because a certain somebody that printed this out thinks they're smarter than something they don't know about, which is really odd, nihilistic at best, because it's you're against yourself and you're going to win. So don't be against yourself before you and your people. And here we go. Finding 9. Some employees have felt it necessary to contact their union. Here's another pet peeve. A union? To express their grievances due to lack of management response. So let me guess, a public employee. Oh, no. This is very wrong. See? When did this go cuckoo for union reps? In the last 2 years, in the last 2 years, performance evaluations of department heads and above are being conducted by the CEO with increasing involvement by the Director of Human Resources, HR, to help assess leadership, mentoring, and department morale. So all of the facts of this case are missing. Good work. Okay. Oh, and here's the big tip, folks. When you send me something and you want it faxed, you want it forwarded, you want it photocopied, don't put a staple in it. Don't put a paper clip on it. It's not going anywhere. Okay. Staple. I know who staples their documents. Oh, well, whatever. Conclusions. Because we don't have the facts, we just have the finding page, and then it jumps to conclusions. And again, my apologies. Conclusion 1, mechanisms are now in place through the CEO's fiscal analysts to discover financial management shortcomings and assist department heads to correct them. Nevada County government appears to be operating on a sound fiscal basis. Oh, honey. Thank you. Pardon me. Hundreds of millions of dollars in debt at the beginning of the year for a county with only 80,000 people. Like, really? Like, you drove it into hell that quickly? Whatever. Okay. It's only Federal Reserve notes. The CEO, and you know, that county is sitting on kilotons of gold. That's why it's called the Golden Chain, Highway 49, 49ers, duh. Okay, the CEO, department heads, and staff are to be commended for their hard work in streamlining many of the county's departments. Conclusion two. A climate of fear exists when employees see managers being publicly demeaned by Board of Service members. That's why I go in there and tell them, quit picking your nose. Because if they're doing that in public, what on earth? Never mind. Okay. High-level employees leaving in significant numbers and what they perceive as micromanagement occurring. Recent incidents have also left an impression that lack of managerial expertise and oversight have allowed personnel problems and service delivery shortcomings to remain unaddressed, thus fostering an uncomfortable work environment. Recommendations. R1. The success of the enterprise of county government depends upon the hard work of each county employee. Every effort should be made by board supervisors to value each employee to help them progress on their career paths, to shield them from divisive county politics, to provide meaningful and timely performance evaluations, and to continue to award them with adequate compensation in relation to their peers in surrounding counties. Recommendation two, the Board of Supervisors, the BOS, should develop a professional working relationship with the CEO whereby the CEO is recognized as an appropriate designated interface and buffer between the Board of Supervisors and county department heads in matters of board-approved programs, policies, personnel, and organizational matters. Recommendation three, the Board of Supervisors should adopt and practice a policy of treating department heads and other employees with respect and dignity during public meetings. Recommendation four, the Board of the BOS, should adopt a policy which prevents members of the board from exerting undue influence or otherwise encouraging the resignation of county employees who have been involved with politically unpopular programs but who are professionally competent and willing to adjust to new direction. Recommendation five, the Board of Supervisors should direct the CEO to require all department heads and managers to get information from HR. That's human resources. Huma Abedin, get it? Human resources, okay. Regarding the status, morale, and general performance of the employees in their department before concluding the periodic evaluations of supervisory employees. Recommendation six, as part of the success planning, the BOS should direct the CEO to ensure that all department heads encourage and facilitate broad participation by interested employees in the planned program of leadership training and hands-on opportunities to exercise management supervision skills. R7, the BOS should direct the CEO to weigh performance evaluations for supervisors, managers, and directors more heavily toward their ability to manage their subordinates, to encourage their professional growth, and to motivate them to excellence in the performance of their job. It's only a quarter of a page. Praise God. R8. The BOS should direct the CEO to ask department heads to encourage their managers and supervisors to conduct the interim performance review of probationary employees in addition to the mandatory 3 and 6 month reviews where this might help retain skilled employees new to our county government culture. I'd love to comment. R9, elimination of positions, transfers, and department reorganizations were valid responses to tight fiscal times, but the BOS should direct the CEO to be attentive to the effect on delivery of essential services to the public as staffing decisions are made, particularly as finances improve in the future. Pardon me, required responses, Nevada County Board of Supervisors, June 22, 2005. And again, this response is such a blunder, but I had to laugh because the judge's name is Al. His first name is Al, the Honorable Judge Al Dover. D-O-V-E-R. So Jonah means dove. And I do have a treat coming up for you next month. I'm going to cover We Are All Jonah. I'm going to cover the book of Jonah because it's really short. It's really sweet. It's about a reluctant prophet who was peeved at the people and didn't want them to get what he had. But it's a great story. I love it. It's a great, just a bunch of good lessons in there. So, what can we learn from this? Well, number one, you can pick your friends and you can pick your grand jury, but for some reason, people think they know more than all 19 of these folks, me included, and the foreman. And so I'm going to make a point of that. When I correct you, if you cuss at me and cuss me out or cuss out my voicemail because you're spineless, I'm going to record it. I'm going to have someone bleep it out, and it's going to get posted up somewhere, and it's going to go public. It's going to get published because you're a loser for talking smack, especially to someone who could and would help you quicker than you could tell the story. So don't tell the stupid, stinking story. Nobody cares, 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 nobody cares. Write a notice. Learn to write your notices. I'm going back to third grade. I did it too. If I can do it, you can do it. Here's what we're going to learn from the County of Nevada, State of California Board of Supervisors. Two facts. You only need to serve your notice to the clerk of the board of whatever it is, whether it's Board of Supervisors, whether it's Planning Commission, you know, whoever, whatever, find the clerk, that poor little innocent secretarial clerk, and you serve it there. Give adequate copies, and if you go there during public comment, make copies for the press that you faxed it. Do a press release. This is how you do a press release. For immediate release. You know, get some old letterhead and make sure your stupid, stinking, lazy, dirty, rotten sinner county puts their fax number on that public open document. Get a copy of the agenda. Get a copy of the meeting minutes. Put your notes on there. Use the paper. It's recycled. The trees are being killed anyway. So make wise use of your time. Occupy till I come is what we are commanded. Gotta love the New Testament. You can read it out loud in 23 glorious days, 1 hour a day, the whole New Testament. Start there. Be encouraged. Find the Old Testament references to the Ten Commandments. And look up the woes. There are way more woes in certain Old Testament books. And here's one of the most important ones. And it's cool how we've all been brainwashed with a bunch of lame, blankety-blank cliches. And so I'm getting biblical with it. I always have been. The filter's been off since 2010. And before then, you know, you approach me with a question, you're going to get the answer. Be ready. Put your steel-toed boots on. So, yeah. Woe to that man who calls good evil and calls evil good. Go back to the book of Judges. It's beautiful. Butter. Oh, and Isaiah too. Butter and honey shall he eat all of the days of his life so that he will know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Boy, I miss the days where I could go buy a gallon glass jar of ghee butter at the Indian markets in Berkeley and a gallon jar of some. That'll get you through a winter. Even a Donner party dinner winter real well. Because, yeah, I got 60 feet of snow here a couple years back. and shoveled it. Build igloos. Build with it. Have a little meeting in your neighborhood. Do some barbecues. Cook that game. Get that deer-licious deer and elk out your freezer. I can smell it. Not really. But the bears can. And if you don't eat it, oh my goodness, one of our neighbors over on the West Shore, bears broke in to her place, got all the buffalo and the salmon out the freezer, took a bath and got a drink out of the toilet before they left. I love the facts. And I wasn't a first-hand eyewitness to the mayhem, but I did get to help do the repairs. Just love it. Learn a lot that way. So thank you to those good men who teach. You servicemen, you peace officers. I'll see you on the other side of this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Trying to get
Welcome back to Grand Jury Reawakening, exclusively here on RBN. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and that's a really awesome song from the 80s by Missing Persons, Dale and Terry Bozzio, husband and wife. And it's a terrible thing, but someone had an ego and an attitude, and I made $1,000 bet with them, and they lost. And so I invested it. Had to put an air conditioner in the little Bronco, too, because it's the desert land out here. And set of Michelin defenders so I could roll back and forth to the grand jury, because it's like a 130-mile round trip, you know. These things don't just happen by accident, and someone is in derision and a reprobate mind and delusional when they look at a federal sealed indictment and make the false claim that that's no different than what they're doing. And you got to look out for these freaks and these frauds like that Hartford Van Dyke and his criminal constitutional crap. Wow, that's a looks like a bar attorney, appears to be a bar attorney. So if somebody wants to print and mail that bar profile for Hartford Van Dyke, yeah, I would really appreciate that. And I'll read it out loud here on the air, as long as I can verify that it's correct, and thank you. What I'm also looking into, and I'll come back at you with when I get the full details, somebody want to go to the California Bar, State Bar website right now? You can look this up, mail it to me. There's a man named Ben, B-E-N, and the last name is spelled as such, H-U-E-S-O. That's Ben, H-U-E-S-O. This is a senator down south. This is a Democrat, and this is part of the "we want to shoot your dog, you can't use a dog for deer hunting" guy. And I'm looking for his California State Bar profile. And this is where you get involved as a listener and supporter of RBN. If you want credit for your work, let me know. I gathered together the senator's names. Oh, look at this, Hannah Beth Jackson. What a criminal. She wants to shoot people up. I'd love to arm wrestle her and then hit her in the face with about 10 snowballs. That's right. Come on back next week. Make sure you're supporting RBN so we are here next week. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening. It is the exclusive property of Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you much. Have a good one.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.